Mary Kelly here in Pierce Brothers Park.
Park, yeah.
Where your own your maiden name was Clare.
Mm.
From and where did you come from?
Sandyford.
You grew up in Sandyford.
The village, yeah.
And what was it like growing up there? Now, I mean, what was your dad doing for a living?
Oh, he was dead long ago. When I was young, he died.
What did he die of?
Don't know. Tell you the truth, I was too young to know. Tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I know. It was lovely years ago because we were kind of free. There was no, you could go out at night anywhere and you never were afraid of anyone because it was only a ghost you were afraid of, that you see a ghost or something.
But and your mother was left on her own, was she? I mean, did she...
No, she had a relation come to live. She lived in Nipperstown. She come to live with her.
And how many of ye then in the family?
Well, I have to whisper to you.
Yeah.
I was adopted at 3 weeks old, but none of them know about it,
goodness,
you see.
Yeah.
But I don't know what my maiden name was. You're adopted into the name of Clare.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so don't say anything, you know, because none of the younger generation know. But I had another sister. She wasn't a real sister either. She lived at the back of the Lamb Dials. And she married McKayab. She's dead now, there's 6 years. She died younger than me and had a much easier life when she was older than I had. I had a lovely childhood. We were free. We could go where we liked, do what we liked, but we never got into trouble. And I left school at 14. I went to work in Foxrock, you know Foxrock, making luxury seats for cars. And I worked in a garage in Foxrock for a good few years and it closed down or something. And then I went to work in Dundrum near the shopping centre in a laundry, which was at once called the Pie. And it was the Manor Mill Laundry. And I worked there and then my husband was a mechanic and he couldn't get work. At that time, you had to give a fee to train to be a mechanic. And when their time was up, they take on someone else, you'd no job. So we went to, he went to Liverpool. And he was in Liverpool for a year and he come back home. So I went over after him. And he had rich relatives in Liverpool. We called them rich. One was a teacher and the other was a head union man in Liverpool. So we stayed with them in Southport, the grandpart of Liverpool. And then we got married. And we lived in Liverpool for about 8 years. And all the children were born in Liverpool. Perfect births in an apartment where I lived. Doctors came to the house, nurses, midwives, everything. Everything was great health service in England. Everything was free. And there was a woman from the South Circular Road. Do you know Glengarriff House?
I do indeed,
Bed and Breakfast.
Yes.
She shared an apartment with us. I never knew it like come home. Met a doctor who lived at the back of the Lamb Dials and he said, I said, where did you stay while you were training? He was a half-coloured man. And he said, I stayed in Glengarriff House. I said, that's strange. We shared a flat with them. And she left her daughter minding the house while they came to Liverpool. Her husband was out of work. And we lived with them. Lovely people. They were.
How long were you in Liverpool?
8 years.
Oh, where did you come back then after that? Yeah.
We come back because my sister-in-law and brother-in-law, their mother and father were dead and we came back and stayed with them over in Bowden Park in a gate lodge. And my sister-in-law worked in Cleary's and my brother-in-law worked in the courts. He was a crier in the courts. So we stayed with them and then I had enough money saved. That time you get a house for 2,000. But my husband said, no, we're not putting a rope around our neck. We wait here and we got this council house out of it, out of the house in Bowden Park. Yeah. But I can't say, I was very, very happy child, had a lovely time in Liverpool till we come home. And he was the first in here that had a car. At that time, nobody had a car 65 years ago or so, you know. And giving everyone a lift to work, took him in for a drink. He died an alcoholic at 69.
Your husband?
Yeah.
My goodness.
And he never took a drink when he was in England.
Yeah.
It was here. Well, a lot of trouble in his own home too, and anyway. But he behind it, we never separated him. Behind it, he was a gentleman. I never heard him swear, of course. And he had the most lovely father and mother. The father, if you remember, the brother came in one time, he said, "Be japers." And the father said, "Don't use that language here." He thought he said the other thing, you see. But the word, his father and mother was a lady and gentleman. His mother was born in Liverpool. His mother was born in Liverpool, and her mother died when she was, I think, 14 or something. And the father returned to Ireland and got a house in Ballantyre and lived in Ballantyre.
Right, yeah.
And they had relations in Dundrum. Did you ever, I never heard tell of Menon's taxis, did you?
No, you see, that's in right. Dundrum. Yeah. In Dundrum, imagine.
Yeah.
You say the...
And my husband's cousins, one of them was a woman taxi driver, and she drove all over Ireland as a lady taxi driver. She died there about a year or two ago.
My goodness. Let's go back to the beginning, because, you know, your life, I suppose you were born in 1917.
17, yeah, that's
so
right.
That's the year after the Rising.
Yeah,
so you were more, and I know that you were adopted, but you were born into two kind of difficult times, because the country was in turmoil.
Yeah, but had a lovely childhood.
What's your earliest memory of what it was like around you in Sandyford?
It was absolutely lovely. Everyone went into everyone. The women went into each other for tea. We had a big garden and a front garden, and we grew all our own vegetables and stuff. Because my mother's cousin came from Leperstown. They had no children either, so I had two mothers. And I never had anything to do much in the house.
And there were lots of children around you, so...
But there wasn't a lot, but there was a good few children around, and we all walked across Hillcrest Road to Sandyford School. It was there, below the Lamb Dials.
That's where you went to school?
That's where I went to school. I think I was about 5 years old when I went to school, yeah. We had really had a lovely childhood. And then when I was 14 and I was working, we went dancing then in the Scalp. Do you know the Scalp?
Yes, that's... Yeah.
It's a petrol station now.
Yeah.
That was a dance hall. There was a Cayley Hall and a ballroom dancing hall. And I must have been about 16 when I went into the ballroom dancing. And then my husband had a car. And, of course, car was a great thing them days, you know.
But did you get married young, so...
Married at 26. No, I didn't get married young. No, I didn't get married young. He went to England for a while before I went over.
But go back again now to when you left school. So you said you got a job in Fox Rock.
Yeah, that's right.
In a factory.
In a garage it was.
Yeah.
They were making seats for cars. They used to pad them.
What was the name of that place?
I can't think of the name, to be truthful. Yeah. It's still there.
Yeah.
But I can't think of the name of it. I know there was an Englishman running it, and there was people had a shop opposite in Sandyford, and she asked me, would I like to go work in the garage?
But this was in the 1930s, so, I mean, there weren't too many cars around.
Well, there was a few had them. Man in the pub had a car opposite to me. There was a few cars around, and up the mountains a few of them had cars. Because the granite, you know, the granite quarries in Barnacullia, the people that owned them, they had a car. And that's long before I got married. Mm-hmm. They had cars. Mm-hmm. They had money, you see. So there you are. You often got lifts in cars. You know, and people would give you a lift in a car, you know, and you weren't afraid to get in because they just pick you up and drop you off wherever you come from, you know.
So when you got, your entertainment years and you went out dancing, you said that you... What was the name of the dance hall that you went to?
The Scallop.
The Scallop, yeah.
And we went to Bray another time, to the Arcady.
Yeah.
And we went to the Glen of the Downs.
What kind of music were you dancing to?
Ballroom dancing.
And that was in the 19... Before the war years,
before the war years, yeah.
Imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
So So that was the trend, the big bands, big brass bands,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, the big bands were playing, that's right, yeah. Yeah.
Mick Delahunty and...
And the men sat one side and the women the other side.
Yeah.
So whoever picked you up, if you refused to get up, then you'd be in trouble. It was so funny, you know, when you look back at it now.
Yeah.
You think of it, I know. So that was...
And then in the city, because in the 1930s here in Dublin City, you know, what was the economy like? Can you remember how difficult things were or how easy?
I thought Dublin was lovely. We used to go even just to walk around the shops, you know, or if we had some money, we'd buy something. But Dublin was really lovely years ago, you know.
What were the important shopping streets?
Well, Cleary's used to be and Camden Street. There was Winston's and Cleary's and Douglas's. They were three different shops, you know. My sister-in-law worked in Cleary's, but she was in the bar, working in the bar. There was a bar and dance hall in Cleary's years ago, yeah. And she often be out till 2 and 3 in the morning, working in the bar and the dance hall, yeah. She died young, she was only 54 when she died, cancer.
Right.